In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God's ancient people, the Jews, Israel, managed to convey to the people who surrounded them the impression that they regarded themselves as special, favored, singled out for the divine protection, superior to their pagan neighbors, and altogether impossible to get on with. They were determined. They had a vision in life, a story to tell, a history to recount, a purpose to pursue, a sense of destiny. For they were what they were because of a solemn covenant with their God. And nothing could shake their conviction that they were the chosen ones and that they were right. They stood under the eye and judgment of God, the God who made his home with them. And they believed with an urgency that that same Lord would one day come suddenly to his temple they had built for him. And meanwhile, they would wait and hope and watch for the messenger who would be sent ahead to prepare his way before him. And when he did come, there would be judgment, and righteousness would be seen for what it is, and sin condemned. But they, faithful to their destiny, would be saved. If anything could bind a nation, it was this certainty of destiny, certainty of its direction, certainty of their deliverance. And this certainty was the dynamic of their corporate and their individual faith. So they watched and waited. Advent, the season that we are in, the second Sunday of Advent, is the time for us to be near those who watch and wait and who watched and waited. The prophets, all through the history, culminating in the figure of John the Baptist. He was the last of the Old Testament prophets, and he was the first of the New Testament prophets. He had one foot in the Old Testament and one in the New. But he was the messenger to announce the coming of the Messiah. The word Advent means coming. The season of Advent is when we reflect upon the mystery of the coming of Christ. So it's appropriate we listen to John as he tells us of the coming of one who would in himself have the power to give our lives meaning and purpose. The urgency in his tone, imploring us to reform our lives, so that we might be ready when the King of Glory draws near. So his message is exciting and at the same time a bit disquieting. He is obviously convinced that something terribly important is about to happen. And he doesn't hesitate to put the responsibility on the shoulders of his hearers, to get ready, to prepare, to meet this great act and revelation of God in their own time. So in Advent, we recall Christ's coming in history over 2,000 years ago. We also ponder his coming again at the end of time in power, great glory, and judgment. But during the season of Advent, we also pray for Christ to come near to us, into our hearts and minds and lives in a very real way. Now, at the present moment in history, we have been given. And if Advent is to have any meaning, it is to give us a sense of the responsibility that is ours for decision now. Nothing is more characteristic of the gospel story than our Lord's insistence upon the necessity of decision now. Listen to Mark. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. Or Luke, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Or Mark again, watch therefore, because you do not know when the master of the house will come. Do not let him come and catch you asleep. So in these sayings of our Lord, they demand that we seize the present moment for decision and for action. These are very solemn things I'm saying, but they're needed, especially at this time of year, during what we call the pre-Christmas rush. Advent serves as an antidote to all that is shallow, superficial, and secular that surrounds us during this time of year, before the Feast of the Holy Nativity, which begins on Christmas Eve at the midnight Mass. And it lasts for 12 days until the Feast of the Epiphany on January 6th. So we need this solemn grounding to keep us grounded and not just let us wallow in sentimentality during these pre-Christmas days. So Advent, though it's largely ignored by most of the secular world, it can help us as we reflect on the mystery of the presence, the abiding presence of Christ, not just the baby in the manger, but the grown man, the teacher, the healer, the wonder worker, and on that man expressing his love, redemptive love, on the hard wood of the cross. We try to separate all this out, but we shouldn't, holding together the incarnation and the atonement, because they are part of the same truth that was coming into the world. But if we will not listen to the prophets, to John the Baptist, if we can't find the will or the time for preparation, for reflection, self-examination, in other words, observe and take seriously what Advent is all about, then how can we possibly be ready to know our risen Lord and to allow him to come near to us into our lives and to be transformed by this whole gospel, including incarnation and atonement and resurrection? So we have an identity that is rooted in the conviction that God is active in the world throughout the Old Testament and supremely in Jesus Christ, so that we must know that history before we can know who we are, before we can use the time we have been given to prepare for the coming of the Lord, so that we will know him when he comes. So we are to watch and wait, but not in a passive sense. We are to prepare to make straight in the desert a highway for our God in this fallen world. We are to be persons of prayer, preparation, and fellowship in the give and take of a shared life, coming to perceive the presence of Christ in our brothers and sisters in Christ. We are to read the Bible. In the words of that blessed collect for today, to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest the truth, the revelation of God. So I urge you to keep a holy Advent. Study, pray, share, examine yourselves, so that when we observe the great feast of the Incarnation, we will know our Lord, and He will be born anew in our hearts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.